Case number 12710, Sierra Village seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northwest side of Sierra Avenue, Lot A28, within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19820 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3354. And the applicant is seeking a 2.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing HVAC on Lot A30, a 6.7-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed landing to the existing HVAC on Lot A30, a 2.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed landing to the existing manufactured home on Lot A30, a 7.8-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed landing to the existing shed on Lot A30, a 3-foot variance from the required 10-foot separation requirement for the proposed shed to the existing shed on Lot A30, a 3.6-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing shed on Lot A26, a 6.8-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed HVAC to the existing deck on Lot A26, and a 7.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing landing on Lot, and it looks like I forgot to write that down.
A26,
thank you.
Glad you have a floor again.
Surely. In regards to the uniqueness of the property.
I guess just for the record, this is Amy Bennett, who's previously been sworn in to testify.
Thank you. The lot is uniquely narrow in dimensions, which creates a challenge placing a manufactured home and maintaining minimum separation distance between homes and the accessory structures. This lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1960s. The lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured home. We've selected a standard size floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but we're unable to place it in the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot makes it difficult to place a new manufactured home consistent with others in the neighborhood while being in compliance with Sussex County zoning codes. In regards to cannot be otherwise developed, due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in a strict conformity with Sussex County zoning codes. We propose to place a normal width size manufactured home that is consistent with other new homes in the community and a standard size shed that is consistent to other new homes in the community, but we are unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. That the variance request is not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof. The neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer the lot lines and neighboring homes. It appears impossible for a home to be placed on the property without violating separation distance requirements. The exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of the adjacent lots. That the placement of this home will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. These variances will not do that, nor will they substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. We're seeking the variance to add to the conformity in the community and to modernize the homes within the community, which will subsequently add value and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. And that the minimum variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief. And I'm sorry, I apologize. I lost my place here. The variances that are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variance requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issue, and the home is the narrowest available and minimizes the need for variance on the property.
Is there anything you'd like to add to this particular application?
I'm sure I'm going to have a few questions. That the separation distance between the dwellings No, I don't. I apologize.
Any questions from the board?
On lot A30, the site plan shows two sheds, and then on the memorandum for this case, it only mentions one shed. Do you know for sure there's two sheds there?
There are two of the smaller, like 4x4 sheds okay. on the neighboring property.
All right. Yeah, that's all I have.
Would you say that the sheds from the neighbor's dwelling, lot C84, is causing you to, from where you're putting the wanting to put the proposed shed, that's actually kind of cutting your space down where you can put it?
You mean
that be a correct statement?
A30?
Yes.
Yes.
Everything that's basically around you is creating where
correct.
You have to be, where you're able to put this.
Correct.
That's what I'm seeing from this drawing.
The build out of the neighboring lots.
And the AC, I did hear the AC was included in this.
Yes, it is.
Any steps we're missing here?
No.
They're all
two doors back. On the side is marked AC on the other side of the building.
Sharp.
The lot to the north of lot A26, the memo that staff has put together indicates that the deck is not, did not receive a permit. Do tenants come to you for approval before they put structures up?
Sometimes.
Are they supposed to?
They are supposed to. It is in our community guidelines. And I'm not sure at what point that was put up.
I mean, I mention that because it looks like if they had a, you know, steps that were in compliance, they would likely, I don't know that it would entirely be without a variance, but certainly be a lesser variance that's needed.
Correct. And we are taking steps within the community to try to correct some of these non-compliance issues that are non-conformity issues that historically Sierra has had.
And it looks to me like the dwelling and structures on A30 are probably closer to that property line than perhaps you would like.
Correct, given most ACs are like a 3x3, that would be more than or less than 5 feet off the lot line, so it is encroaching.
Have there been any discussions with the neighbors about this?
I know the neighbors to the right, A26, are welcoming and excited to have a new placement next door. The home that was on the lot prior was pretty dilapidated. It also was demoed.
Was it in the same location as where this will be?
Correct, it was.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12710? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12710? Operator? Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12710 for Sierra Village for the requested variances. The property is unique. I believe that the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12710 has been approved.